Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 7. We're going to read verses 22 through 25. This makes Jesus the guarantor of a better covenant. The former priests were many in number because they were prevented by death from continuing in office. But he holds his priesthood permanently, because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. It's interesting to see how many children's toys are actually plastic or, you know, toy representations of items or things that they will use for real when they're adults, when they're grown-ups. Girls playing with baby dolls, or boys playing with cars and trucks. A toddler who plays with a plastic set of keys. Now, if you've raised kids, you know that as much as you want them to play with their toy versions, they really just want to play with the actual thing. They want to play with your keys. So it doesn't always work out as you might hope. But a lot of what a child will play with is anticipating the real thing when they get older. You know, a young girl who gets an easy bake oven to make simple recipes with. A boy who gets a BB gun might actually graduate to a hunting rifle or something that he may use as an adult. The imitation is a simpler and less advanced and less fulfilled version of something that the child will use later. Now, this is what this passage is talking about. That in the Old Testament, God instituted a sacrificial system. And what it was meant to do was to be an image, a precursor, a model, a form of something that was to become more complete later. So the Israelites would sacrifice animals daily, weekly, yearly at different festivals for different occasions on the Day of Atonement and all of these. But what the book of Hebrews points out is that none of these sacrifices were truly able to cover over the guilt and the weight and the blot of sin on the lives of these believers. What they were also doing was pointing forward to the better sacrifice, to the better covenant, that one day would come a better high priest, one that wouldn't pass away, but who would live forever to make intercession between man and God. But not just a better high priest, but also a better sacrifice. And Jesus is both of these. He is both the better high priest and the better sacrifice. And you have these cheap imitations in the Old Testament. Helpful as they were to keeping people in relationship with God, they were not ultimate. They were not going to fully fulfill our need for forgiveness, our need for righteousness. And when Christ comes, he brings with him a better covenant, a better priest. And it says here in verse 25 that he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him. My ESV Study Bible says, to the uttermost does not specify whether completeness in time, forever, or completeness in extent, completely, is intended. The Greek can mean both. Since a complete salvation would endure for all time, and since a salvation for all time would eventually include every aspect of life, perhaps the author intends readers to hear both senses. Which is great encouragement to the believer. In our Sunday school class this past Sunday, we were having a good and long discussion about, you know, can we lose our salvation? And I think at the end of the discussion, the point is, if our salvation were reliant upon us and our faithfulness and our ability to check all the boxes and do all the right things, then we could lose it. But praise the Lord that it is not dependent upon our performance. It is dependent upon our great high priest, who is able to save to the uttermost, completely, forever, those who draw near to God. What is our part? To draw near to God through Christ Jesus. And our good God and Savior is able to make intercession for us, to save us completely. He who is the fulfiller of the best covenant. So we are thankful for the Old Testament pictures that remind us that there is no forgiveness without the shedding of blood. And we are thankful for our great Savior, Jesus, who once for all died for the sins of the whole world, which includes our sins. And we rest in the fact that he has finished the work, and our job is to praise, to worship, and to live a life for him as gratitude, thankfulness, and praise to our good God. So, Lord, we thank you for the book of Hebrews, and we thank you for Jesus, and that you are the great high priest, that you are the better intercessor, and that you are able to save us to the uttermost, not because of anything we do, but because of everything that you have done for us. Help us to live our lives in the light of this beautiful reality, to not forget, and to not go back to our old ways of trying to earn our own salvation. We'll give you all the praise and glory for it. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.